So Hare Krishna, welcome all of you. I am very honored that you have showed up. Even in the morning I heard, I didn't think you would be able to make it for the second part of the holy, let us say, you know, for a retreat, this is difficult to do. A retreat is some major work, some major investment in our holy name. I highly recommend it. It's called in our tradition an anusthan. Anusthan means a period of time which you give yourself, where you focus exclusively on the practice you want to improve. So at Japa Anusthan is a very concentrated effort that you sustain over a certain period of time that will bring you to a new level. If you think a little bit about the power of habits, then you will understand how necessary it is to break them by force. And habit is an unconscious pattern, you could also say a blueprint, that runs you. Habits are, so to say, the software in the computer, or even the hardware, no, software in our computer, that describes what functions the computer of our brain and our life can do. So if you go into a prolonged time of chanting the holy name by rote, which is what most of us really make, who have a vow to complete a certain number of rounds, they somehow get them done. If this is your situation, which really, in my experience, is the situation for 98% or 95% of the chanters of Japa. If this is the case, you have developed a certain habit to chant. The way you function when you do your japa is actually a repetition of what you did in the past. So if this is not satisfactory, which is the case for most of us, we really require a japa anusthan, that is a focused time. You can't create a new habit in 2 times 1.5 hours. You can hope to only give some inspiration, but as we all know, inspirations veer out in the face of these long indulged in habits. One theologian of the past, I think he's just after Christ's birth, in the year maybe 78, not 178, not 1078, he said, whenever I try to do something new, my Lord, I confront my old habits. And then he gets really Christian. I'm bound to the flesh. And when I try to go against it, the flesh will revolt and will pull me back into my old habits. Something like this. So my dear devotees, if you like what you are hearing, if it inspires you, then I highly, highly recommend that you take one of these holy name retreats. I do know Mahatma Prabhu offers very nice holy name retreats, and since he's in Alachua, maybe you wish to organize such a retreat with him. Or even better than doing it in Alachua, where every leaf and every stone on the ground reminds you of your old habits, your old life. Maybe you want to just go out of this situation and do something really interesting, like go to Vrindavan, visit a holy name retreat there, and just change it. Good. Japa Anustan, Japa retreat, is not a new creation. It is very, very old practice, and it really works. Today, I would like to repeat a little bit what we did yesterday, and then introduce a new perspective. So I request you to sit down. So you're sitting already. I mean, to sit straight, I wanted to say. Please take your japa mala in your hand. We will not chant just now. I will guide you into something. We go one down. Sound is so important. Catch the sound. The spiritual sound. So please find a good sitting position where you are happy, and then we need some silence here. We will just, to center ourselves, do a monosyllable mantra, the sacred name of Ram. I will chant it one time alone. Absorb the sound and chant it also. Just focus on the sound as you chant it again. A deep inhalation. Sound, deep inhalation. A deep inhalation, please. Bring your attention into your heart space. The perfection of chanting a mantra is when you can vibrate it in the heart and perceive it there. This is what Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says in Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Lila 23. 23rd chapter. So you try to bring your attention to your heart. When you breathe in, breathe into your heart and then stay in the heart. So you breathe in, I show you, please look at me. So I'm now with the end of the inhale in my heart, no? And then I stay there with my attention and Chandram. Let us do this. Breathe into your heart. And chanters chanting like this, with a japa mala on the heart, but that's not required. If you, I'm personally not so inclined, but the point is stay in the intention and let us chant together the mantra in unison. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare further by repeating what we learned yesterday. We will sing together the Hare Krishna Mahamantra while trying as much as possible to stay in this devotional space. Why is it a devotional space? Well, because we, the soul, reside in the area of the heart, and it is there where the Lord is, and we will address Him now. I am an infinitesimal spiritual soul, and you are my master. The second step is, O Krishna, you are infinite, you are everywhere, you are also in my heart, and I am want to serve you. And the third is just a general awareness. This is what life in the world is meant for. So you please stay in that space and address Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. please wait. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Om Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Oh,
we will try to stay in this space which we have created now, a deeper assessing of the transcendental vibrations of the Holy Name. Our minds are no longer so active, and we will chant now an individual round of japa. We will try now to keep the same principle which we have learned, that is to chant in the heart space and remain there while doing japa. To stay in the heart space is good to remember that we are the eternal servants of Krishna, and we are now addressing him through our japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare 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 You have 1 more minute. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We will hear now a summary of what we did. It's really very important that you now give me four minutes your full attention. I have looked around and I have seen you're all very alert and intelligent people. Please Now listen very attentively. Your japa is dependent really initially as you start on your mental state. When you chant, for instance, and you are overwhelmed by the complexities of life which seem to be unmanageable, in other words, you have problem thinking in your mind, it will be very difficult to chant on the holy name because bad is stronger than good. You know, the impact which a negative event in our life has, or very busy or turbulent event has, it is greater, this impact is greater than just sitting down for japa meditation. That is a scientific fact. I've read a few studies how that show that a person may have a decent day with a few very nice encounters with others, but then there is one thing, let us say, in the afternoon where his neighbor just appears furiously before his door and accuses him to have picked one ananas from his property and you know, or an orange, we are in Florida, an orange from his orange tree, and it's not true, but the neighbor is lashes out and is so vicious in his attack. So the day has been full of nice events and or decent events. What do you think will this person take with him into his night and his dreams? All the good things or this one vicious attack by the neighbor? I think it is self-explanatory. Bad is stronger than good. Very often happens to our mind. So when we are japaing, when we're doing japa, we have all these, you know, sanskaras, impressions in our mind, and now it's a time, peaceful time, and it will either create distinct destructive thoughts, or if not that, just a mood, a switched off mood. In our ISKCON language we would say dull japa, no? We are dull, we are not alert. So what we did so far in this part is to take us out of this level of brain functioning and just going into another department of our mind. This is called in contemporary English priming. We have primed ourselves. Let me tell you what priming in the context of japa means by means of a very nice example. Who of you has used a hand pump in India? Not so many, so let me explain. Usually when you go to these rusty village hand pumps and you go, they make they sound like an asthma patient, but there is absolutely no water coming. What you need to do is bring water from an outside source. For instance, this would be too small of a quantity. You would require, let us say, four times maybe the quantity. You put it in that little slit where the, you know, where the thing which is fixed to the handle dances up and down, you know, that thing, I do not know what how to explain it, you know, you put it in there, there's a little hole opening is there, so that this iron thing can go up and down. You put water in there, it goes down, gargle, 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 and then somehow an atmosphere is created in which traction can happen. Traction means when the thing goes up, it can suck the water from the underground, and soon you have water. First it's dirty, and then you go a few more, and then you have good, decent washing water for shower. It is very convenient. It's in the winter very nice because it's warm from the, and in the summer it's very nice because it's cool. You know, down there's a steady temperature, and so on. So in the same way, my dear devotees, you need to do something so that your japa develops traction and that you can have access to that Krishna conscious level which is there within everyone. We are souls, we are spiritual beings in the material world, and Krishna is not very far, he's not distant, he's right here. But you need to access this level so that it can come out and you can enter a flow of good japa. Otherwise, what you will have is the asthmatic of the materials, of the letters of the holy name, the external. It's called Namakshara in Sanskrit. Akshara means letters, alphabet. And it does not satisfy the soul at all because it's mechanic. The water, or in American English, you would say in this context, the juice is missing. No, you speak like this, no? The juice of japa is. It's not juicy japa. It's dry. It's mechanical, and it encourages more mind wandering because you have not yet accessed the spiritual platform. So to access the spiritual platform, the underlying spiritual platform, these were a few tips which we had. If you want to write them down, this is a good time to take a note. First, yesterday we had this meditation of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's a very simple meditation where you become aware, I'm actually a soul, I'm of that underlying spiritual quality, and Krishna is there, he's my infinite master. So here you have some spiritual content. Here you have a different content than the asthmatic sound of the material world. You know, the what is the weather like, or who stole the orange, and you know, the normal material sound vibration. So this is a priming activity. You meditate or you become aware of this. Another thing we highly recommend is you do a kirtan, a meditative kirtan like the one Gokrishna led us into. You can have a pair of cartels, you sit down, and you, please understand, you break the old habit of thinking, right? You come to a different level. You access the groundwater of spirituality, kirtan. Or what I personally like to do very much is you read a prayer. Highly recommendable is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Sharanagati prayers. It's a prayer book which is immediately expressing very relevant devotional sentiments, you know, like, oh my Lord, I am living in your household, please consider me like a dog there and give me some crumbs of mercy. You know, this is very nice poetry, very, very relevant. You will see immediately something spiritual happens. How can you tell? Well, your heart gets moved. Our Mahatma Prabhu has expressed very nice when I chant mantra, I get out of my heart, and sorry, out of my mind and into my heart. I know in contemporary language, what is the English word? Falens, this sounds of, well, I'm out of my mind. This sounds as if he talks of a mental dysfunction or so. No, 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 no. You have misunderstood. It is, I'm no longer on this external mental platform. I'm moving into my heart. All prayer means we switch from the mental function of the discourse of thinking, yes, no, sankalpa, vikalpa, I accept, I like, oh, I reject, I dislike. You know, this constant mental fluctuation, thank you. You know good English, very good. Fluctuation or between sankalpa and vikalpa. You need to come to a deeper level, and this is done by this priming method. Read a prayer. Or, as Jiva Goswami will say to us, mantrata chintanam. Think about the meaning of the mantra. For instance, a very simple meaning, it is, please engage me in your service. You might say, this meaning? I mean, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. There is no engagement. There is not Hare Seva, Hare Seva. Do service, service. How can we say this is the meaning? Well, it's the underlying, underground current, the spiritual expression, which is there in the mantra, that the Maha Mantra, where you make a direct contact with the Lord, and then in that contact you are engaging with Him, of course, in Seva. No? So whatever you do, I do sometimes this, I do sometimes that. I have a Japa guidebook I use, which guides me. It's called Bhajan Rahasya. Sharanagati prayer, I do recommend this a little bit more for you. It will help you to do the priming. Did you understand this example? Even though you are from America and maybe I should say when I make a humor. Then now comes joke and please now laugh. No, because I speak funny English, I know. I can't help it. I'm too old to change it most probably. So this is a priming, this is a very good example, because, you know, even though we may be living not with a pump in our alachua, this is how these pumps are. You need to prime them, unless you have a super technologically developed, computerized, digitalized pump. But they mostly break also after some time. I prefer the old things because it's very easy to, when there's a problem, no water comes, you know, this is what I need to do, and then it comes. So put some from an external source. External source means literature, prayer books, or you can take a pair of kirtans. I mean, this is not so external when you sing yourself a kirtan, but it's something else than japaing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You Hare Krishna, Hare. Oh my God. This sounds like a village pub in India. It is not good. I will use this here. Soon it will be good. I will prime my voice with a voice pill. Now, then it starts to work. But most of us do like this. Oh my God, I have to chant my japa. well, I have so much things to do, and I was taking care of this phone call. It took so long. And then I had to cook for the children who need to go to school, or if we are single, I had a quarrel in my brahmachari partner, in the ashram, you know, I had a quarrel in the, or no, I got up too late, and then this is how we go and sit japa, in japa. What do you think we will chant? It will not be satisfying. It will be just chanting on the mental platform. We don't, as foolish, as crazy as it sounds, that it should not be understood out of context. You don't need the mind for chanting. Like Prabhupada said, what is the question of the mind? You just sit, you hear, and you chant. That's all. Where's the question of the mind? You don't need it. It sometimes disturbs when it's on the external platform. But we know the mind is very much there, so we prime the whole thing. Good, my dear devotees. We will now... I will now... Wait a minute, what do I want to... Yes, I will read to you a spiritual motivating text. I will prime you with the text. And then I will... I request you we chant for 15 minutes. I wrote this down. This is a japa inspiration taken from Srila Prabhupada's sources, the Shikshastakam, and other sources. You will see it's about the right mood. I request you to listen, and at the ring of the bell, do your chanting. Take your beeper, please, already in the hand. I can't. Together chant one mantra now, and then we go into the priming exercise, and then we chant in our own rhythm, our own speed. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada said, my dear Lord, for so long I have been engaged in the service of Maya. Now I want only your service. Please accept me. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur also spoke on the right mood. When chanting, we should be in the mood of service. It is only then, when we serve the holy name, that the actual holy name descends on our tongue. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also spoke about the right mood of service. I don't want wealth. I don't want followers. I don't want beautiful women. I don't want poetry. All I want, life afterlife is your service, my Lord. The question is, how do I do service when I chant? There are 9 devotional services, and even a beginner in chanting can do 4 of those while he chants. The first service which you do, the devotional service, is Shravanam. You listen attentively. The next is Kirtanam. You speak out. You glorify. The third is Smaranam. You remember that you are part of Krishna. And the fourth is Vandanam. You chant in a prayerful way. So Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam and Vandanam are for sure easy and appropriate devotional services. What is a real servant? A real servant does not just do activities with the body while ignoring his master. No, he does activities plus he is thinking how to please with his activities. For instance, a servant who fans with a fan, he will say, let me fan very properly so that a cool breeze doesn't just spread in the room, but it goes to the person who is a little bit is a little hot maybe. So we will do now a chant now for 15 minutes. I will give you a sign when to end, where we try after this priming to chant. Let us align our body, please, by sitting straight. It's fine to sit on a chair, but you wish to see that your spine is erect in a line. Then let us think shortly. I will try my best now to be attentive. And then with the heart, we will do prayerful chanting. Let us start. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Please continue. I will say a few things, but always continue. Very important. Don't stop or interrupt. Hare Krishna. please try your best. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Please continue. Please continue to chant. Please continue. Do not interrupt. My dear devotees, the likelihood is there that by now you have slipped back into your japa habits, whatever they are. It is good if you wish to come to the next level in your japa, that you try this priming method. Huh? It could be as simple as looking at the deities and imagining from my tongue the mantra is coming and it goes to your ear. In other words, you address Krishna. Or Radha, or any other thing, becoming mindful of the meaning, please engage me in your service. You want to create new habits of chanting. Please try your best. Krishna, printed, let us say, on the holy box, and heard in someone words like you want serious face. You can't, you have to look very sedate in the practice. You can't, yeah, it can't be some of the next faces or it's nervous or so. It's impossible. Would you like not if we have to destroy the interior of the temple?
I'm going to be for right now.
Sorry?
For right now, or later?
Yeah, right now.
Could you? I'm a little nervous. I don't know how the temple will react if we take things off the wall.
Oh, yeah. Is it Nokia back there? The last one?
I don't think so.
No. Okay, it might be. It might be.
So this curtain will come down in 10 minutes.
Yeah, but it's for the exercise, I think it is. Uh-huh. You're right, it looks very stable, stable framing, and it might, if you want to put it back, it might be damaged. Maybe we better don't try it. It looks...
Yeah.
And maybe it's fast, and it looks very... Well established.
Yeah. I'll check the back to see if I can find.
Maybe it's not necessary. It was yesterday. I don't remember the same. It would be good, but you can't always do what you wish to do. It's all right. It's all right. You have 2 more minutes. Please try your best. Thank you very much. I admit that this might not immediately change many things on the desired level for you, but there is no question if you have, if you take this pump exam analogy of priming with you. That says that with a little external, with a little effort, external effort, you can access the groundwater level, because that's what pumps do. They take from the groundwater. You will make great discoveries in your life. I would like to end this workshop with 2 little things. I would like to read you something from the Bhagavatam and suggest that you read it again in your own time. At those moments I wish I would be Pavarotti. But it's not the case. Danur hitasya pranavam patanti sharam tu jiva parameva laksham. It's from the 7th canto. Those who are like to read, please take note. 7th canto, chapter 15, verse 42. A very, very Upanishadic image for japa is given and repeated here. You find the same idea in the Mundaka Upanishad and in various other Upanishads. I once made a collection and found 5 references in different scriptures. So here is the Bhagavatam for us. The Vedic mantra pranava. Pranava is what? Om, yes. The Vedic mantra Om is the bow. The pure living entity himself is the arrow. And the target is the Supreme Being. Let's get this more clear. Prabhupada explains. The living entity, it sounds as if I'm a teenager who says, you know, what is it? What's the name?
Puberty.
Yeah, but when this happens?
Voice crack.
Voice crack, thank you. The living entity tries to be happy within this material world, not understanding the target of his life. When he is purified, however, he gives up his bodily conception of life. In other words, he doesn't think I'm a man, a woman, an American, a German, or whatever. When he is purified, he gives up his bodily conception of life and his false identity as belonging to a certain community, a certain nation, a certain society, family, and so on. Then he takes the arrow of his purified life and with the help of the bow, the transcendental chanting of pranava or the Hare Krishna mantra, he throws himself towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yes, it's a dense philosophical text with many implied meanings. Therefore, please take note, you all have mobile phones. They're good for this one function, to take notes. Canto 7, chapter 15, text 42. No? So here an image is awakened. Chanting, my dear devotees, is like a powerful method or bow. That just like a bow, which can throw an arrow a far distance away, the chanting is so powerful, my dear devotees. It's such good news. This method alone can throw you, Prabhupada says, throw himself, or it can bring you to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He repeats this image a few times. If with the arrow of chanting the holy name of the Lord, one pierces Lord Vishnu's lotus feet, it's not an aggressive thing. He likes to be, to receive you at his lotus feet, you purified arrows. No? By dint of performing this heroic activity of devotional service, one receives the benefit of returning back home, back to Godhead. This, my dear devotees, Prabhupada takes this from the a rich spiritual tradition of sadhana, sadhana krama in these books, which describe what is proper spiritual practice. But you know, if you shoot like the Hare Krishna Hare Ramas without a target, just Hare Krishna, Venice Pasadam. Oh no, my mobile phone has a crack in the screen. What did he wear that other day? I'd like to get one of these sneakers myself. You are laughing. This is, you should cry and wetten the temple floor with your profuse tears. I'm joking. This will not bring you very far. This will not bring you to Krishna. But you can, with the chanting, perform this heroic activity of devotional service and going back home, back to Godhead. I would like now, for the remaining 3 or 4 minutes of this workshop, to request all of you to turn to your neighbor. It doesn't have to be someone who is known to you or especially sympathetic, no. Just anyone. Do this now, and then I will give you the task. I will go with Ananta Gauranga. Please come, Ananta Gauranga. So, Hare Krishna. My devotees. I see the Matajis are so communicative by nature. you need to know about what to speak. Speaking easy, Maharaj. No, there's a certain subject. So, who of you is partner A and who is partner B? Partner A, please raise your hand. Okay, partner B goes first. Wait. Now, partner B, please explain to your partner A what of what you have heard today and yesterday you feel inclined to try in your japa practice. Don't say words that you don't follow up on, because I will ask partner A to phone you and see if you did it. And so you need to really talk truthfully, otherwise you might come in the social media of the Alachya temple as a liar. I'm just requesting you to take this exercise serious, that's all. I'm not like this. I ran away from school and such things when I was 15. So, partner B, please tell partner A something that struck you, something which you felt, yes, this made sense. And if possible, if you found something, or if you made a total different resolve, maybe you came another idea, a total different idea, how you can improve your japa. Please explain it. It will do you very good. I will tell you why. And be concise. Don't talk about recipes or other things. Just this thing. No, partner B, please start now. Your partner B.
What comes up regularly, what I think is the meditation. interpretation that the material world is a place of correction. It's temporary. And that resounded with me the most because I've always been very serious about many things. And it always feels relieving whenever I hear you speak about that.
The yoga sutras always said this material world is good for two things. Making experiences, just experiences. And the second is obtaining liberation.
Obtaining liberation?
Liberation, yes. Self-learning and for us it's bhakti. You know, this pattern. Like when this happened, the view was that one night in the past. Did you notice that I was not all this stuff? Because it was an experience. I only told you to learn from it. Yes, so in this way, there is no good and bad. With that lens, by the way, do you know what to do with such a voice?
Is it from the AC? Are you sick?
I'm not sick. I think it is supremely exhausted.
Yeah. Yeah. I like to do tea. Tea with honey. Do you take honey?
Not in the hot. Tea, what type of tea? What?
Usually I do like a ginger or something with...
We will continue in a second. Thank you very much. By now something should have come out. Now we will switch and we will request partner A to talk to partner B. Something what struck them, maybe something they could apply in the near future would be ideal. Something that came up for them. This is the American way to say it. Something that came up for you. Please start now, partner. So, ginger tea.
Yeah, yeah. And that's like what I do from singing. So I guess you're also speaking a lot, so it's similar.
Yeah. I went through this cold. But I tested it. I was afraid it was, again, one thing out there with COVID. It was not.
Yeah.
And it took a lot of physical energy and it took it from all the parts of the building here.
Janavi also said, Janavi Harrison, she told me that you also just need to just rest in
that
voice.
Yeah, I know, but I can't.
Yeah.
Anyways, and I, on Monday I will not speak. I will change the thought silently in the mind. I know how to chant in the mind without using the focus by combining the chanting with the breathing. And then you will remain extremely focused, even sometimes more than speaking.
Wow.
Would you like to know how?
Yeah.
On an inhale, you mentally repeat. I can repeat one mantra. I have a long inhale and exhale. But some may do half a mantra in. And on an exhale, the remaining half. You're very much, you just attach it to the breathing. So I will. Hare Krishna.
You are, of course, it is possible to, I mean, possible if you wish to talk more. That is, yes, but that's a good subject, maybe. Why is it good to talk about the experience? This in Sanskrit is called anumodan. It is a technique which is usually done after listening to Krishna Katha, where you reflect, for instance, about what you had heard. And as you do this with a person, somehow what you have heard becomes more deeply ingrained. And you do actually learn a lot from the other, because the other always has another perspective than you and has maybe seen something which slipped you or passed by your, you didn't catch that or didn't hold it at least. So it enriches the experience to talk directly after a workshop about it. This other thing of telling, you know, what will, how will you apply it and the other phones up, I find this a little coercive. But others like this, with little group pressure or individual, and I don't think in Japa we should do these things. We have lost almost a complete generation because we thought a good way to punish errant little boys and girls who perform mischief is to say, as punishment, you have to chant one round. Yes, in some gurukuls, the people thought, the teacher thought, well, if he chants one round or she chants one round, compulsory, then some good thing comes in the brain. But this is not pedagogic, no pedagogic truth. All what comes in japa is a punishment. So we don't want any coercive pressure or so on in our relationship to Krishna. We need to be self-activated here. So I thank you very much. We will end here. It was a great pleasure. And I'm so, you're so kind that you tolerated this problem. The croaking frog from Europe. Thank you so much. I wish you all the best. Please note, to improve your chanting is a lifelong activity. It is, you can always go deeper and yet deeper and still deeper and discover so many wonderful things. All the best for you from my heart. I pray to Krishna that you will taste the nectar of the holy name tomorrow, latest by the tomorrow morning. So all the best, and Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.